Blog Talk Radio.
There's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your crisp. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And stuff about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you with jaw, you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause broke fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, still fuck it. I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy. And that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch. We sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub sign. I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby?
Get you a ward, say your speech, better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts, like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Where you up in your choreography practice with your glittery pants? You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride, spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip a bucket without a second straw. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic. Riding! Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby?
Nowadays I just don't know the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag with gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to its gross level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. That this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
What's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider with your host, Savage, co-host, Gil G, the co-host, Second Killer.
Give us a minute. We're watching Raw, so let's go in some Bravo gear with Run.
Apparently, no stress wearing down my lungs, show us carry a tongue. Obama ain't sharing one.
commas, I was desperate. Several years of hard work, built a business. 11 plus 7 minus 5 took a tender. It's still top dollar, my wheels nearly bitchin'. Still walking with a left, rappers on my section. I'm on my grind while you're lounging on your section. I can't be for saying still rappers in the bitch. No water's unaccessible, cause I'm holding the pedal. Crown on my head, not contestable.
You can say what you want to.
Bubblegum and commercial till my life took a full circle. With a convertible dimension to the pain I feel. I'm at top dollar flex, cheap, high on feel. I said I'm taking back the field. And I suggest you stand beside me when I'm fighting over beds. Cause I want a titan, I refuse to take a loss. Go ask Zach about me. 12-year rap career, get destroyed in a week. So what speed? I ain't leaving you alone until you cry for mercy. Payback for trying to burn me out of money. Look at what you made me do. I will make a kid ashamed of you. So what be? Fuck a buzz, bitch, I'm ready to fight. You're fucking up, young fuck, couldn't handle my bite. I'm a beast, I'm a copy of mercy, I will not offer you. Persian bloodline, bitch, fuck
you. Let's leave them where the dust sat. I look dumb, cause it was you that wasn't true. I'm almost fucking stunned after all that we've been through. Now I wanna grip a gun and shoot the fucking issue. Carve your face for fun as I pull apart your tissue. I got no need to run, cause nobody gonna miss you. I'm not the only one, everybody hate and diss you. My soul, I know I'm gone, I'll watch your family cry as they kiss you. I burn brighter than the sun and always left the sick crew. I've only just begun, you ain't seen what's planned for you. I'll leave your intestines strong and eat your flesh like food. You can't bet Satan's son, I supply unholy truth. I spit with a serpent's tongue and destroy your earthly views. In this realm you're done, I'll leave you broken and abused. Show respect, take your motherfucking hats off.
This funeral,
it's your goddamn last stop.
I hope I'm dead to you.
Cause alive I'll make a cat pop.
You got me on the edge.
What is you that takes the last drop?
Show respect,
take your motherfucking hats off.
This funeral,
it's your goddamn last stop.
I hope I'm dead to you.
Cause alive I'll make a cat pop.
You got me on the edge.
What is you that takes the last drop?
The edge of the blade, on the edge of the page. Last one in your book, just a second remains. On the edge of my sanity, the edge of my brain. Fuck, it's time to cut and jump through the pain. E is for the evil, the whole world a shame. D is bound to death, and with it decay. G is for your grave, the end of this game. E is for everyone, you all lie the same.
Every day I live in pain, it's just another I want you dead. So I'm here to leave you slain, cause you push me to the edge. Hate can soothe my brain, I just wanna see you red. I'll make your blood rain like you got a sprinkler forehead. I hit you like a train, now you're in a hospital bed. IVs pumping through your veins, it's all that keeps you fed. And now you got no brains, but you're too stable to be dead. I brought three times the pain, and now you're hoping for the end.
Show respect,
take your motherfucking hats off.
This funeral,
it's your goddamn last stop.
I hope I'm dead to you.
Cause alive I'll make a gap pop.
You got me on the edge.
What is you that takes the last drop?
Show respect,
take your motherfucking hats off.
This funeral,
it's your goddamn last stop.
I hope I'm dead to you.
Cause alive I'll make a gap pop.
You got me on the edge.
What is you that takes the last drop?
The street is my world. I don't pretend to go uptown and be anything fancy. I can, but I find more real in the world that I'm in than I do the tinsel. And the real world is the one I have to deal with every day. Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left.
And we're back. What up, Chris?
What up? Well, I guess I was wrong on when the Wyatt family's going to debut.
Yeah, I already knew that. I've known since last week when they were going to debut.
Yep, I kind of thought it would probably either be this Raw or, Money in the Bank or the Raw after, but I guess it's next week's Raw.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, that part, I already knew.
I wonder, what kind of impact they're going to make on Raw, though.
Because you got to remember, I watch NXT as well, and they do give you updates from time to time.
Yep.
And I'm almost finished uploading these tracks to the soundboard.
And what song would that be?
The entire album of Big Udo.
Nice, I heard Ghetto God too.
Well, I bootleg mine.
Well, I don't know how he got his.
He pre-ordered his. Only see pre-order this so far this time is Twisted, but that's it.
Yep.
And Ghetto uploaded a few tracks, then I uploaded the rest.
Nice.
So, we are going to definitely play this entire fucking album tonight.
something.
And it's should be officially uploaded. We'll find out. Let's see what Ghetto uploaded, and we'll go on to what I uploaded. So let's see, we already had Hexed up on there, we had Never Had, and he put Dark Side. I pretty much just put the rest of them up on here. So let's go with The Raven by Big Hoodoo.
Don't call me a warlock. A lot of folks do call it a sore spot. I'm not a witch, that's bullshit.
I got a set of black wings under this cloak, bitch.
These words are a form of sorcery. Black magic has opened doors for me, yes. So I'm far from blessed.
I got a set of black wings under this cloak, bitch.
The Necronomicon, don't cover this. I'm so underground, I'm coming up in Chinatown. Goat heads, stack them up by the
bone. I got a set of black wings. I got a set of black wings.
Bitch, I'm not an atheist or a Satanist. But maybe I'm debating and I kiss the sky as throats get free.
I got a set of black wings.
I am the Raven.
I spread my wings.
I flap my wings
into the moon.
I am the Raven.
I soar the sky.
Both high above.
Down low I swoop.
And I can fly.
I am the Raven.
I soar the sky.
Both high above.
Down low I swoop.
I don't need pig blood and wax to cast off. Bat skin and rat's hair, and that's all. Nightmare, sizzling throat.
I got a set of black wings under this cloak.
I say, when I want control, when I swoop attack, I scream at the devil.
I got a set of black wings,
and my shiny black feathers don't ruffle. Even if to the death I scuffle, these claws hit you like gorilla knuckles.
I got a set of black wings.
I got a set of black wings.
Bitch,
let the smoke billow in the sky, blood red. Play this in reverse, wake the dead.
Newly I die, who do I
got
dead?
A set of black wings.
I am the Raven.
I spread my wings.
I flap my wings
into the moon.
I am the Raven.
I soar the sky.
Both high above.
Down low I swoop.
And I can fly.
West African black magic.
Yo, double check.
West African.
Yo, double check.
West African black magic.
Yo, double check.
I got a set of black wings.
I am the Raven.
I spread my wings.
I flap my wings
into the moon.
I am the Raven.
I soar the sky.
Both high above.
Down low I swoop.
And I can fly.
And we're back. Definitely a dope track.
I totally agree on that.
Let's go into the next one. This is Give It Life.
That body is not dead. It has never lived. I created it. I made it with my own hands from the bodies I took from graves, from the gallows.
Yeah, homie, this is what I've been waiting for. A carnivore with wicked ways and the art of war. Be careful, hoodoo is a sickness like you've never seen. Infect your mind down your spine through every vein, like gangrene in your stomach. No one can save you. Now breathe deeply and prepare yourself for euthanasia. I walk with spirits of the fallen homies from the block. We talk a lot when I'm sipping crystal skull shots. Black magic, hoodoo is my religion. By tradition, a high priest, lord magician. Sacrificial virgin, victim to all my perversions. Experiments with different body parts, hoodoo surgeon. And I'm working overtime on my hoodoo grind. Out my mind, yellow tape with a caution sign. With a little bit of luck, lightning will strike and it'll wave.
Introduce the thunder.
Introduce the rain.
Introduce emotion.
The right body parts. I must have tried at least five or six different hearts. He didn't need no lungs, so I left those out. So many different arms and legs, I lost count. The parts are pieces to a puzzle that's intricate. You can't just use any organ, shit's got to fit. 100,000 stitches just to connect the skin. Link the eyes to the brain, now let's begin. Pour the blood into the cauldron and let it boil. Mix it till it grows thick, a milky oil. Now transfer it to the body, it's 10 pints. And don't fuck up this time, Igor, cause you won't bear nice. Open the roof, pull the lever and the table lifts. I yell hoodoo into the sky and make the moon eclipse. My eyes go black as the night, I'm shaking. Cause when the lightning strike, it will awaken.
Introduce the thunder.
Introduce the rain.
Introduce emotion.
Magnificent creature, and when you scream and run away, that makes him want to beat you. Can't kill him with a silver bullet or a wooden stake, and when he catch you, if you're special, he'll eat your face. Foaming at the mouth, soaked in blood and hella vicious. Brain dead and set to kill, fuck all you bitches. Don't blame me, I'm just a doctor.
It was the hoodoo that gave life to the monster.
Introduce the thunder.
Introduce the rain.
Introduce emotion.
And we're back.
Nice.
So let's see. Up next is Mountain Climbing featuring Violent J.
I'm headed up there. They call it suicide. 29,000 feet. Only 7 people have ever done it. Hundreds, thousands have tried. They can count me, because I'm going for it. I'm going all the way to the top.
We in this high. We shining.
Hey! I'ma snatch it, man. Bury those in my way, even if that's your man. Let's forever never die, homie, that's the plan. Like the other great stamp with the hatchet, man. Too many sitting way banking on a breaker free shit. They're too fucking lazy, they'll never be shit. Believe in then achieve it. You don't know the secret. I don't fail, bitch, I ain't selling free kids. Everybody wanna know just how I got this high. You chill time after time and let a lot slip by. And now I'm way the fuck above you, just a spot in the sky. Must have believed it when someone said you're not that fly. Boom. No one's ever gonna fucking match our grind. We still faster and leave you fucking further behind. Loot you so many times you fucking lost your mind. Self-dedication is what it costs to climb.
Ooh, we in this high. We shining. Ooh, right up the mountain climbing. Hey, uphill we reach the top. Heads will roll down the ride. Ooh, we in this high. We shining. Ooh, right up the mountain climbing. Hey, uphill we reach the top. Heads will roll down the ride.
Don't double homie, choppers on me like I'm going to war. See for the microphone until your ears can take no more. I'm devastating and amazing when I'm on the scene. I'm elevating conversation when I'm off the green. My whole team full of sharks and killer whales. Leave murder scenes full of smoke and empty shells. I've been to shit since day one, homie, check the tissue. I'm certified from the hood, my respect official. Detroit City, 7 Mile, niggas shooting missiles. And I'ma spray 50 rounds, but they all gon' hit you. In the leg, in the stomach, in the chest and cheek. Let's lay his ass in the grass, let him rest in peace. I'm the beast that they can't keep in the zoo. Heavy grinding, mountain climbing, it's what I do. You see my daily meditation like a killer dream. Let's clap our hands in celebration of the new regime.
Ooh, we in this high, we shining. Ooh, right up the mountain climbing. Hey, until we reach the top, heads will roll down on the ride. Ooh, we in this high, we shining. Ooh, right up the mountain climbing. Hey, until we reach the top, heads will roll down on the ride.
You need to fix your shitty attitude, cause we sick of dealing with fake fucks that lack gratitude. They ain't even up on our altitude, so stay the hell away from our longitude and our latitude. I'm appalled at the effrontery of their inaptitude. It's clear they don't respect the magnificence of our magnitude. We're revered by the multitude, shouting on the top of the mountain with amplitude. These motherfuckers got it misconstrued. I keep them confused, I use words like vicissitude. Use a sissy dude looking like Missy Nude. You don't want a feud, I'm crude, I'm pissing in your food. My conduct is lewd, I can't be subdued. The contract on your life cannot be renewed. Or reviews, you screwed, cause I ain't in the mood. Let me conclude, bitch, I'm rude, fuck you.
Ooh, we in this high, we shining. Ooh, right up the mountain climbing. Hey, until we reach the top, heads will roll down on the ride. Ooh, we in this high, we shining. Ooh, right up the mountain climbing. Hey, until we reach the top, heads will roll down on the rock.
And we're back. Yeah, another dope track from Big Hoodoo. This is, you know, this album actually turned out to be good.
And I remember how I was guessing originally that it was going to turn out sucky.
Yeah, well, it turned out to be good, actually. Shockingly enough. But, let's go on to the next track. This is Blitz.
Up early in the morning, I gotta get it. I don't care, smoking it, whatever, give it to me. It's a party all day, whether I'm sniffing it, shooting it, smoking it, eating it, whatever. Let it dissolve, pop it, huff it, whip it, lick it, stick it up my ass, that's called plugging. I get high all the time, cause I need to get high, I'm high right now.
I need drugs for my brain when I'm off the chain. Mom's looking at me strange, saying that I changed. And something is kinda different, I don't feel the same. I practice spells outside in the night rain, trying to understand the power that I possess to make anything I desire manifest and live life every day without a stress. Fuck with me, I snatch your spirit right out your chest. Yes, you're now rolling with Big Hoodoo, a little different West African voodoo. I'm spitting third eye vision, are you afraid? Premonitions of me pissing on your fucking grave. Cold binge, I'm up for about a week. My dead homies talk to me when I go to sleep. No regrets, as real as it gets, until the day I die. I need to get blitz. Sometimes I need to take a spacey time. running through the twilight zone. Eyes rolling hard, like they both lazy. My parents telling me to quit, they both crazy. Fuck that, it's my life, y'all can't tell me nothing. I smoke ice and fuck with gasoline huffing. Walking in, now I'm looking like a zombie. I'm so far gone, can't nobody find me. I'm in the corner with another blunt about to twist. To get me off of drugs, you need an exorcist. I'm a fiend, I don't use for recreation. Been getting blow my whole life, that's dedication. No regrets, as real as it gets. Until the day I die, I need to give bliss. Sometimes I need to take a spacey time out.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Yep.
So, Chris, why did you call bands artists? Well, an artist.
Because technically, they are artists inside of a band. And they do not say Strange Music Bands. They say Strange Music Artists Mayday.
Actually, they do refer Mayday as a band, of course.
So when they're promoting, they say, like, somebody asked in an interview, like, the guy in charge, like, Traffic went, where are all the Strange Music Artists? Like, he would say, like, Mayday, like, Prozac, whatever, like everybody else. He would actually probably say Mayday as an artist, not as a band.
Well, Chris, they're a band, not an artist.
Technically, it seems like the same thing as, like, the whole stupid fight with people on that tomato-tomato bullshit.
Oh, Chris, there's actually a difference between a band and an artist. Because artist is singular. Whereas, okay, let's put it this way. You have DMX, he's an artist. Disturbed, band.
Well, why don't we go into the next track by Big Hoodoo?
Actually, sounds good. So we're going to go into Crystal Skull, my favorite track off the album.
Sipping out it gets me to tripping. First it make me hiccup, then I'm out looking for a family to stick up. Before I do that, I sip up, rip my shirt off. Got bullet wounds, scars and cuts. Running up in the store, they looking at me like I'm fucking nuts. Whipping out my hatchet, I stuck it in the counter and look at the clerk like, what's happening? He reached for the telephone. He about to find himself in the back, wrapped up in some cellophane. Headbutt him and he fell slow. In the corner screaming cause she knows she gon' be the next to go. Now I should start running, but I'm like, fuck the police, they some bitches, I hope they coming. And I pour another shot, and heed the words of the Crystal Skull. Bloody or not,
when I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, I can levitate and walk away. When I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull. But that potion make me wanna guzzle it every time I taste it. Wake up in somebody's car, I don't know the motherfucker driving, and I don't know where the hell we are, but we going real fast. The music is loud and the cop is right behind our ass. Little finger off the window, we accidentally hit a bum. Now it's murder one that we info. I pull one more shot, better make this one a double, cause I know the trouble ain't gonna stop. I got a plan, you dig. The potion would get us out, but the driver gotta take a swig. So he fucking chugged it. His eyes turned red, he looked at me and said,
I fucking love it.
Then we lost all control. The car disappeared, now I'm falling down a rabbit hole.
When I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, I can levitate and walk away. When I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull.
Lesson. I'm about to sip another drip, there ain't no question. I hear voices now, saying, bring us back to life. I held it up, looked at it. I felt invincible when it started glowing from my black magic. Big Hoodoo speaking. Pour another potion in the skull and keep drinking.
When I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull,
And we're back.
Yep.
Now we go on to the 10th track, which would be Spells, featuring ICP.
Magic in the mouth.
And we're back. What up, Ghetto?
I told you, Heavy, you gotta be careful when fucking with those spills. Wow.
You know,
that felt flat.
It really did.
I was looking on Facebook and someone fucking said the best thing about tonight's brawl was fucking Kane's haircut. Looks the same.
I think the best part of Raw tonight was it ending.
No. Yeah, that's true.
Man, even missing like a half an hour of it, I missed nothing.
Pretty much.
What the fuck?
I didn't pay any damn attention to it.
And what the fuck what the fuck was Vicky Guerrero thinking making Daniel Bryan a fucking special guest for free in a match between Orton and Kane?
Well, they were thinking they're going to fire her next week.
And I hope so. But if they do, they better give her to fucking Brad Madison along with her. That dude's just fucking it.
He has another job if he loses that. He can go be the commentator on NXT there.
Yeah, or go back to being a referee.
Or he can actually go back to wrestling.
Man, that dude was never a fucking referee, man. That was just his way to get in there.
And Chris, why in the hell would you want him to go back to wrestling for?
No, I was just saying he could go back to wrestling. That's another option for him.
Gee, I don't know, because he's a wrestler.
No,
and he would be better as a wrestler than a fucking general manager when he doesn't really do shit. Besides, look like a bitch.
He can't do shit in the ring either. He sucks in the ring. Keep him out of the ring.
And this guy from the guy who watches every single wrestling show saying that he sucks in the ring.
Yes. Brad Maddox sucks in the fucking ring, Chris. He should not be in the ring. Keep him as a commentator. I don't know, fucking... Yeah, there, let fucking JBL fucking kick his head around. That dude should not be in the ring, ever.
And neither should John Cena, but somehow he's in the ring.
How the fuck did we get to John Cena?
What are you saying? That... He can't wrestle, and I say that John Cena can't wrestle. We're shit.
John Cena can wrestle better than fucking Brad Maddox.
Why are we having a heated conversation about Brad Maddox?
Exactly. I don't even see why you got so upset that I think Brad Maddox should go back to wrestling so you don't have to hear him on commentary. I mean, he gets ass kicked.
Absolutely horrible as a wrestler.
Well, when you thought the catchphrases in WWE were bad, you have not watched NXT.
Nice.
I ain't even kidding, man. Just one little episode having sent me.
Xavier Wood. It's morphin' time!
He says, the roof is not my son, but I will raise it.
What the fuck?
And then he says it's morphin' time. Really? This dude is fucking gay as hell. And on top of that, he reminds me of Superbird, man. You know that dude that does that hook on our songer.
Oh yeah, the funny thing is, yeah, when he's coming out to the ring, they announce him being from Angel Grove, California.
Wow, that's fucking gay. He's not a Power Ranger.
What's even worse is the fact that you got Brad Maddox who calls him a fucking nerd.
Yeah, calls him a nerd, but he's a nerd.
Yeah, you got a nerd calling another nerd a nerd.
Speaking of
and
nerds,
Jerry Ghetto G's on the phone.
Jerry. Anyway.
Yeah, sure, that's where you were.
I don't know. Tell her I died.
That would work, except she could hear you.
What are you talking about? They can't hear me.
But, man, yeah, that fucking tag team match was fucking retarded.
Oh, wait, man, I would just like to point out that the WWE app was not brought up very much tonight.
Yeah, I noticed that one, too.
Finally.
That just hit me right now. I was like, wait a minute, man. What the hell? Yeah, that's what was missing.
At least the Wyatt family debuts next week.
Man, they shouldn't have told us when they were going to debut. They should have just showed up.
Exactly. I was kind of expecting them to debut at Money in the Bank and, like, interfere in the tag team match. But then I get my thoughts on the pre-show. It's like, yeah, it's not happening.
The pre-show? What the hell's on the pre-show?
The tag team match, the Usos versus the Shield.
That's on the pre-show?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Because AJ Lee versus Caitlyn got added to the card.
Well, that should be on the pre-show.
Exactly.
Because it's only going to be like 2 minutes. Like, what the fuck?
Pretty much.
WWE, they don't know what the fuck they're doing either.
It would have been worse if they put Money in the Bank match on the pre-show.
Man, don't you try them, man. They will.
They probably will next year.
You're talking about there's still time.
Oh, look. They added another match to the card as well. Curtis Axel versus The Miz for the Intercontinental title.
That should be on the pre-show.
Exactly, because The Miz is just going to job to Curtis Axel.
Just like that Ryback match tonight, man. What the fuck?
Hey, fucking Ryback, what the hell? Hey, seriously. Stop the match, I hurt my knee.
I like the picture somebody made. Time for a piss break. I definitely agree on that.
Just the fact that, again, the match wasn't even that long, and fucking Ryback had to be a fucking pussy and be, instead of referee to stop the match, his knee was hurting him. My question is, what happened to the quote-unquote big, bad fucking Ryback, you know, that face fucking John Cena, the goddamn fucking ambulance match, tables match, lumberjack match, extreme rules match, but yet he hurts his knee, he's crying like a bitch and wants to stop the match.
That's kind of because of the fact that now they're seeing all the injuries more seriously, and they actually make them stop matches if they're feeling pain. He can win that event.
Chris, the referee didn't stop the match. It was fucking Ryback who told the referee to stop the match.
Well, that's how it works. They do that in every match. Except nobody ever says stop the match.
Exactly. I mean, I guess the thing, like, the referee usually asks, you know, if they want to continue. And most of them, they say no. Ryback's the one who's dumb enough and big enough pussy to say, no, stop the match. My knees hurt.
I used to remember when you were the biggest Ryback fan ever, and I just was thinking he was a bitch. And he's still a bitch. And he's going to lose to Chris Jericho at Money in the Bank. And still have never won a pay-per-view match.
Well, here's something for you, Chris. I actually want Chris Jericho to beat Ryback. How about that one?
I think that's obvious. And I think they're going to finally let Ryback win a pay-per-view match against the main eventer, which is just stupid as fuck.
No, they shouldn't let Jericho lose this one. They should actually let him win this. I mean, he's making dude look like a bitch for, like, 2 weeks now.
Yes.
And it's not like Ryback ever has to win any pay-per-view matches. I mean, he's always looked like a bitch anyways.
But I'm just saying, if you make somebody look like a bitch that much, man, you know, you should be guaranteed a win.
Exactly.
But I'm tired of PG bullshit.
Now, my question is, what do y'all think could happen between fucking Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow and fucking Jack Swagger and Tony Cesaro during the fucking Money in the Bank match?
I think they're all going to get high.
Like RVD's going to in the Raw one. He'll probably climb the ladder and then lay a bong.
You're welcome.
No, I'm just saying that. Okay, Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow, they're going to break up. Finally.
They're going to break up. What are they dating?
And for those two, you never know. I mean, come on. You know, the WWE has made things gay. They had Daniel Bryan and fucking Kane hugging each other. You got fucking CM Punk and Paul Heyman saying I love you to each other. I mean, would it surprise me if they made fucking Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow fucking date each other?
Well, what about Goldust?
Well, here you go. Here's
the
gay. WWE, where they promote gay marriages, interracial dating, bullying, but it's a PG show.
Exactly.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah, and it's a PG show, and they've got two dudes on it.
Did you just agree with me?
They love each other.
You just agreed with me.
For once. It's
I don't understand why you agree with me. It just proves this motherfucker agrees with me for everything.
Not everything. I'm just saying. I actually agree with you on that one because it's PG and they're fucking retarded as all hell right now.
But I'm just saying, do you hear the things I said previous to that?
The whole fucking gay marriage shit. Fucking interracial marriage.
Marriage? Wait, no. Dating. Fucking. Whatever you want to say.
Get away. When WWE has it's PG, but ain't that the very PG?
Yeah, well, I mean, they should bring back the blood and the weapons. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, if they're gonna do that, you know.
They don't ever let John Cena lose either. So that's another problem.
And if he loses, he's just going to win the title one night later.
Like, I'm tired of seeing matches, man, where I already know the outcome. Like, I don't even have to watch it.
Exactly. It'd be awesome if they actually let Henry beat him at Money in the Bank. But I probably doubt they're going to let him win.
Man,
he's going to look strong.
He's back to the whole smiling shit. Because that's what he do.
Exactly. That's what I do.
Well,
I don't give a fuck. I'm buying that shirt. I'm Money in the Bank.
My question is, what the fuck is Christian fitting on the goddamn Money in the Bank shit?
Oh, you know, he's a crybaby.
Oh, yeah. But still, I mean, you know, he doesn't even need to be in there.
There we go. There's the next match. Christian versus Ryback.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Ryback would just end up breaking fucking Christian in half with that one, with that match.
Crybaby versus Crybaby.
No, and
yeah.
Then, like, by the end of the match, oh, we need to stop the match.
Yeah, the next match, he's going to just start crying or something, like, real bad.
Exactly, they'll probably do, like, a finger poke of doom match with Ryback, and I'll start crying from the finger poke.
He's like, Vince McMahon, come hug me.
I mean, but, you know, it's actually funny because the fact, you know, Vicky Guerrero actually put together a good fucking Money in the Bank match, whereas Teddy Long put everybody that nobody gives a shit about in a fucking match.
What are you talking about, man? He put all the wrestlers that are in, like, every single match.
He put, like,
yeah.
All the mid-cards, the guys who should be in the match, to raise them up to the next level. And in the Raw one, it's just all the people who already established stars. It's like, who really cares? I mean, yeah, it'll be a good match because of the names, but still.
Did you say Taylor put all the face card?
What about the A-team?
What about the fucking level face card?
But that, whatever Chris just said?
I'm pitiful. I don't know what he said.
I mean, come on, seriously. Wade Barrett, nobody gives a fuck about him. Cody Rhodes, nobody gives a fuck about him. And his gay little mustache. Fucking Damian Sandow. The fucking ignoramus of himself. Nobody gives a fuck about.
Hey, Dean Ambrose. He's actually kind of funny.
Exactly.
Dean Ambrose, the Joker wannabe.
Yeah, fuck him, though.
Fucking Fandango, the motherfucker who doesn't do shit except for Dana.
The one who's been a stripper in the WWE.
Wait, hold on, man. He doesn't like Fandango, but earlier he was talking about pulling a Fandango. He was like, if I was CM Punk, I would have walked out of this match.
Oh, yeah, because of the simple fact. I mean, for the sheer simple fact. I mean, come on, fucking, if Kurt's asshole, you know, wasn't even going to bother tagging in CM Punk, you know, why in the hell would you even stay in the match? To fucking leave and, you know, let the fucking prime time face whoop the shit out of him.
I would just like to point out that they now have foam fingers for Fandango.
Oh, god damn it. I'm probably going to see all those in the skybox.
But anyways, Jack Swagger. Nobody gives a fuck about him anymore. Dude's fucking retorted as all hell. Antonio Cesaro. Nobody gives a fuck about him ever.
But he can speak in 5 different languages.
Who gives a shit?
Are you not impressed?
No.
You yeah, because barely... I can barely speak one.
Man, you took my joke, man. What the fuck?
That's awesome.
That's fucked up.
That's a simple fact. When you're in America, you only need to know one language. English.
What's that, Spanish?
No, fuck that, English.
Espanol.
All you need to know is do-do-do-do-do-do. Anyway, how much do you think one of them foam fingers cost? Probably like $15.
$20.
I used to have one of them Stone Cold ones, you know, with the middle finger. But now it's the index finger for Fandango. Gotta
so
give
that
it PG.
Is he trying to promote that Fandango on the finger, people?
I guess so. He's probably fingering Summer Rae.
Lucky bastard.
I mean, look at that biz.
Lucky bastard.
So can I lick her legs? No, anyway.
How do y'all feel about, you know, Dan Bryan's new fucking shirt?
I believe he's trying to be Jesus.
He probably is.
Did you not see the shirt? Or he's just trying to be a dirty-looking dude from, like, the 70s or something.
Okay, so this means that you should start a feud in your universe mode between Daniel Bryan and Jesus.
Yes. I don't know, man. That shirt's not that bad. It's a lot better than the Yes, Yes, Yes t-shirt. Or the No, No, No t-shirt.
By the way, Ghetto, that foam finger is cheap as all hell.
I didn't say it was $10. Great. I didn't say it was a great thing.
$6.99.
Oh, wow, it's cheap.
Wait. Here's something even better. If you want to get two, it's only $9.99.
Well, there you go. Get two of them, man. You could Fandango all night long if you wanted to.
You got to remember, then you got the WWE, but, you know, the fucking shipping and handling.
You could take them sumbitches. Turn them sideways.
This is going to strike up your candy ass.
I completely fucked that up, but you get the point.
Yes.
Now that's the bottom line. Because Ghetto G said so.
You know, what's even funny is the fact that, like, we saw Big Show once, and that was during the fucking payback shit. And after that, ain't nobody seen him once at all.
Speaking of the big show, why ain't he in any matches?
That's my point.
He's on commentary now.
Yeah.
just like Dusty Rhodes apparently running NXT. What the fuck is that?
Yep, Dusty Rhodes is the commissioner for NXT.
That's just very strange.
And you've got fucking good old JR on there too, like dealing with the contract and shit.
Man, you keep stumbling, man. You're kind of like JR.
JR handles the contract signings nowadays for the NXT superstars.
Yeah, the NXT matches that are like 5 seconds long.
Exactly.
Like, seriously, I ain't even kidding, man. I was skimming through, man, and I missed the match. I was like, what? I had to go back.
Well, yeah, because you were skimming through.
I wasn't going to sit there and watch the whole 46 minutes of this show that I don't care about. So I skimmed through, watched a few little moves here and there, watched the summary, you know, beat the black chick.
That's all right.
And then watch that dude hit that high flying move on the mat. And then the beard's winning.
Yep.
AKA. I mean, the Wyatt family.
Apparently, Sasha Ray's actually related to fucking Snoop Dogg, too.
That's what they were saying in that shit, man. I didn't know what the hell they said, though. He said something about Snoop Dogg.
Oh yeah, Sasha Banks. Like, she's apparently supposed to be related to Snoop Dogg somehow.
So wait, she's related to Snoop Lion.
whatever the fuck you want to call him nowadays, Snoop Lion, Snoop Dogg, whatever.
That one black guy. Speaking of that one black guy, you should go ahead and play that Tech N9ne song. So dope.
We can definitely do that. And then go into another big hoodoo track.
No, nothing.
Well, I'm looking for the version of uploading.
The hell are you uploading?
No, I'm looking for the Ghetto G version of uploading stuff.
Ghetto G version?
Yeah.
The hell does that mean?
I think he's calling you out.
I don't even know what that means.
What it means is like the way you upload it, tracks to the soundboard.
And how's that?
You put the name, then you put a dash, and then you put a space.
Yeah.
I usually put like 3 dashes for some reason.
Yeah, you put 3 dashes like a douchebag.
Hey, that's just like doing the Fandango, the 3 dashes.
Yeah. And then Chris doesn't capitalize anything.
Oh, no. This is true.
So that's how you know who did what.
Yeah. If it's all fucking lowercase, it's all Chris.
Like
here.
Like a promo.
Like the fucking Love the Way You Lie parody.
You mean used to be a guy.
Exactly. I just put up the Love the Way You Lie parody.
Yeah, like I said, we can tell that you uploaded because it's lowercase.
Yes, Havoc, we have gotten it.
I'm still looking for Soto up on here.
Ah, you slow nigga.
Well, I'm done.
Okay,
no,
what
I'm
the fuck is Chris's favorite
nine.
Track?
You're probably going to have to refresh your sound with the word.
Yeah, probably.
So get on there, nigga.
Okay, what the fuck is my favorite track?
Your favorite track?
Yes, there's a song up here called Chris's Favorite Track.
Oh, great. It must be something heavy put up here.
Of course it is.
You know what's funny is the fact that I played that like a few days ago and Chris already forgot what the hell it was.
Okay then.
Come on, Ghetto.
Then where'd the track Just for Ghetto go?
Just for Ghetto? Ghetto got his own special track on there.
Well, you did. It was the Fandango theme. That one time.
Well, where'd that go?
Have you played it?
That's not very nice.
No,
yes,
no, no.
It's just for you. He deletes it.
No, Chris. There is a track up on the set with Just for Ghetto there, too. You just gotta find it. Well, here we go.
Something so sinister, seeking sickness, I'm like a centipede, slithering seeds, searching for synergies, sucking my seeds, shock with these thickens, sipping Hennessy, shitting. On the hiss and I'm spitting right off commission, position the bitch and dipping when I'm missing, slipping submission. All of this is the quick and the copulating and kissing. My operation is ripping to the body, taking and stripping. I, one of us, cop, put him in the cropolis, giving his ride to the good brides and then giving their bras to us. With the gift to break up a couple of those monogamous, stop with the prize, take off your effing draws, but then rock with them. Ben giddy, cause them titties are on my tin, chinny chin, did he pretend he was again kitty? Sucking the creme, dollar creme, and the skin pretty dim, litty, then hitting the trim and thin city. Let it in, I'm the medicine, get a wetter than ever been, never better than a veteran, level dead in the bed again. Rockin' red, I've been in my letterman, bright as Edison, like I said, it's in head, I win it, events, and I'm fetishin'. Open up, you hoes, you know what's up. Told you when I bust her clothes, they wanna just go right off of us, but show they wanna cut, explode, drop the low, cause the flow is so dope, they wanna.
Give it all up and really your bra.
So dope, they wanna. So dope, they wanna. So dope, they wanna.
Give it all up and really your bra.
So dope, they wanna. So heroin, so cocaine, so ketamine, pro methadine, so X, so chlorothine, so morphine.
So
don't
they
wanna have
sex?
So don't they wanna?
Whoa.
Said I heard that you was packing. I'm a fan of your rapping. I'm feeling action. Where you ready from? Cape Town. I said yeah, bitch. And I was born in London, so I'm thinking about fucking you with the cover to some Cape Town. How do we get so stereotypical? Fairly so seminal now, blowing to the pinnacle. I see you got some friends who just looking to get it from the medic, so I'm about to pivot on them and then make rounds. Want a piece of the beast from the east, completing the sheets for Lee's peace. Got a man down. Your boy just never could compete with us. Please better believe we geek. Now wipe yourself up with a shampoo. Me and Nina run deeper than receivers. I beat up on the beaver. Now she wanna feed the meat. Speakers bump and tweet us from here up into Medina. Leave us pleasing all your nieces screaming, take me to your leader. I'm train spotting your vein, rocking the lane. Off in cane, dropping serious game all on your brain. Rocking pick a million pricks and I'm pretty sure that you miss the one that hits you on the click, click, trip. I'll be the main option. Blowing the flood up just for good luck and I'm fucking the kitty up with the angels dust in my nuts. Trippy loving cup and the dope and it's such a mess that it's troublesome to give up on the left. So don't they wanna. So don't they wanna. So don't they wanna.
Give it all up and really your bra.
So don't they wanna. So don't they wanna. So don't they wanna.
Give it all up and really your bra.
So don't they wanna. So heroin, so cocaine. So ketamine, pro methadine, so X,
so well,
so chlorothine, so morphine, so dope that they wanna have sex, so dope they wanna
fall.
Loving to get up a bit in the back of the room and make up screaming, going up in the deep, and she was feeling when she saw my wiener.
Yeah.
She told me she ready for anything, I'm talking anything. I suck at the bend and draws and breaking walls like I was Katrina.
Man.
Don't even know me, but she know my flow was OG. She told me she like to play with the pussy when she get lonely. Homie, if I was only right there instead of a Sony, you claiming the pussy, but don't tell me, baby, just show me. She guess if I'm coming up with a mask in my entrance, seen her in the second room spitting like every sentence. She was there for repentance, but since I was an infant, I'm damaging the vagina. Remind you, I'm filled with vengeance. Hit them whenever they whatever, never they doing it cause I rap and shit. I really don't care whatever it takes to get them up on the mattress. I could have been the one that's on the rapper, but again, but this is way more fun to get up in these motherfucking actresses. In bikinis and sucking on my zucchini. She told me she wanna be me, was sipping that from martinis. Fuck it if I'm a meanie, she probably will never leave me. Shit, I could play any minis, but flying up on my weenie. And now I'm singing whenever I break hit the stage. They posted up in the ID console, I'm filled with hope. Knowing they only wanna be in the presence to get a feeling, get it with you because you was dope.
So don't they wanna. So don't they wanna. So don't they wanna. So don't they wanna.
So
don't
KFC commercial where the people freak out because they think they ate the fucking bones.
I ate the bones.
God damn it, the commercial is gay as fuck.
I hate when I eat the bones.
I love it.
I love it.
You love eating the bones, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Havoc loves eating the bones because you're like sucking on a big bone.
So Chris took it that way, huh?
Of course,
so
of course,
get out of the closet.
Of course, Chris is looking at a gay way.
Well, you're the one who said it.
I didn't say big bone there, Chris. You're the one who said that one.
Now you said it.
You just said it.
But this is definitely a match that they should have in fucking on either Raw or SmackDown. Big E Langston versus fucking Seth Rollins in a no disqualification match. come on, man. It was funny because the fact you had the Shield getting their asses kicked by one dude.
And having his lunch yet, man, so we can see the High Flyer beat Big E.
Actually, Chris and Big E actually beat Seth Rollins.
I'm just saying, you just want to see on Raw because they always let the underdog win, which would be the High Flyers, 90% of the time.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let Seth Rollins win.
So is that why Havoc always loses?
Exactly.
He's not a High Flyer.
Yes, and that's why he has the Child Molester belt.
No, he doesn't.
That's Damien Sandow.
Yeah, Damien Sandow just regained that yesterday.
I thought I had it going back already.
No. He's too busy getting counted out.
So he's basically taking the bitch way to lose every match.
No, he's making us lose.
Oh. Well, at least I'm not in your guys' tag team.
But it doesn't matter, though, because, you know, they can't win the titles that way, so it's fine.
I'm ready. But going to this other track of my Big Hoodoo, this is Happily Ever After.
Talk to her.
And we're back. I think Big Hoodoo and Tech Nine should do a track together.
Oh, yeah. And rap about what?
I don't know.
Molesting monkeys.
Molesting monkeys?
I got no idea. I was just playing this concept out there.
Wouldn't that be like a racist track?
Probably. It would be funny as fuck.
There's Chris's next single right there.
Molesting the monkey.
Then you could follow in the footsteps of Bazaar.
Yeah.
No.
Where he talks about, what was it? Wait, no, where's that King Gordy? Which one talks about jerking off pit bulls or some shit?
I mean, both of them.
What?
And Chris, your boy Zero is kind of slow and retarded.
Usually when you say slow, it kind of means retarded.
Well, as a matter of fact, he posted up a status on Facebook saying, I finally came up and come up with a derogatory term for juggalos. Jiggers.
Wow. He probably racked his brain real hard on that one.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, he even put an example. You jiggers, quit drinking up all my Fagel soda.
It doesn't really work.
Yeah, no. If some dumbass fucking instead of laugh down and say, that sounds so racist, but it's funny as hell.
See, that everybody laughs at racist things, but it's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we laugh at the nigger liquor, Tavik.
That's completely racist, but yet we laugh, yes.
Exactly.
But, jiggers, I don't really see that as being racist.
Hey, you can't say that on here. DJ Khaled said it. That's DJ Khaled. Oh, sorry.
Well, Gail can say it because he's black.
Yeah, I'm black, according to a few folks. Turn off the lights and we're all black.
Well, no. Unless the person's like, you know, fucking really, really fucking pale.
Well, except for Twilight people.
Yeah. Exactly.
It must suck when they play hide and go seek. They're always sparkling.
I don't know. We should ask, who was it? Either Bones or Otis, whichever one wanted to be fucking Edward from fucking that damn shit.
Wait, what do
you
mean?
I think it was Bones.
What do you mean wanted to be? He said he was.
Or either way, you know, he wanted to be a sparkling vampire.
It was for his girlfriend. You would have did the same thing.
No, it was for his daughter, apparently.
About a daughter?
I think he said for his daughter.
No, I think it was probably for a girlfriend. I think that's what he said.
I think he said girlfriend too, if I remember correctly.
I don't
either
know
way.
He would dress up like that for his daughter. That would just be weird.
That's just creepy.
But it's weird either way, fucking doing it either way.
But I'm just saying, man, you do stupid shit for girls.
I wouldn't do that shit. If some fucking chick asked me to fucking dress up like Edward, I'd punch her in the fucking face.
No, you'd fart in her face, knowing you.
Yeah, that sounds more like him. Yeah.
It really does.
Hey, why not?
Why not?
I feel bad for all the girls that gotta get in bed with you, man. They better bring some nose plugs.
Or at least a gas mask.
Damn, is that bad? Talking about toxic fumes in the bedroom.
That's okay. When I smoke, it covers up the smell.
No, it don't. Then it smells like cigarettes. That shit smells just as bad.
It smells like cigarettes and gas.
Yeah, those go together.
They combine and make it a worse smell.
Yeah, that'd be one smelly-ass room.
It could be worse. I could smoke a fucking cigar to cover it up.
I guess. It smells pretty bad, too.
Yeah. Hey, cigars smell better. It's not worse than a fucking cigarette.
I don't know. They're about equal.
Yeah. But yeah, if I ain't got a cigarette, I'll smoke a cigar.
So did you play that Dark Side song yet?
Yes, he did.
Well, go fuck yourself.
Let's see what have I not played yet. I haven't played My Homie, The Jinx, Detroit Murderers, and The World Is Very Different.
Man, the rest of the CD just fell flat.
So My Homie, My Homie wasn't that bad. Apparently, Jerry wants to hear more Big Hoodoo because she's yelling about him up in the room.
Well, what did you play? Did you play the entire CD already, besides those last few?
Pretty much, yeah.
You played all of that in less than an hour, really?
Well, I mean, as a matter of fact, you know, we've already played Hexed and Never Had before. I didn't really feel it was necessary to play those two tracks again, even since we've already played them.
Did you play that mountain climbing song?
Yes, we did.
So did you enjoy the geography?
Oh yeah, I learned so much.
About latitude and longitude.
I mean, it's a dope track, but if I wanted to learn about that shit, I'd go back to school.
I'm just saying, it was a little strange.
Oh, yeah. Because if I were learning about all that shit in a fucking song.
Well, I really don't think that's what they meant by that, but I'm just saying, those are the words that they use.
Yeah.
Kind of like how he tried to say cellophane, but he said cellophone.
Yeah, very true. I heard that part. That was... Wow.
Hi, I'm here to cellophane. I mean cellophone.
I don't even know why he thought it was cellophone. That's awesome, man. It was like a complete fail in his lyrics that I heard.
I mean, come on. He could pronounce longitude and latitude.
No, that wasn't him. That was, I think that was Awesome Dre.
Well, Awesome Dre just can't fucking pronounce it anyway sometimes.
Pronounce? He pronounced the words, right? He just, it was just funny that he used them.
Yeah, I'm going to say, the whole cellophone thing.
That was Big Hoodoo, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Big Hoodoo should be using big words in his song, because he can't pronounce them.
It's not really that big of a word.
well, for him it was.
I'm sure he uses cellophane every day, you know, wrapping up some food and shit. Just saying, that's what you use for, pretty much.
Oh,
well, except
yeah.
Except for this one girl that had sex with the dude, he used that instead of a condom. But That's besides
what the fuck? Hey, let me guess, the bitch ended up pregnant.
I don't fucking know. I'm just saying it's a true story, though.
I ain't got a condom, so me, I'm going to need some cellophane.
I guess the bitch said it was alright.
Good luck with that.
You got to keep your shit fresh, right?
Apparently.
Try it next time you're getting down.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, Vic, that one's all on you.
How about this? Harry, have your husband do it. Have him try it and, you know, let us know how that works out for you.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I guess unless she's really desperate.
Yeah.
I agree with Ghetto.
I'm just saying, man, she doesn't seem to like her husband very much.
Then why the fuck did she marry him?
Why do people marry anybody?
Yeah, that's like asking why Spaz married whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yet, like, for months she bashed him. And then they were about to, you know, break up. And then boom! Yeah, another kid.
She's pregnant and she's still with him.
Yeah. See? That's what happens. That's why you marry people. Because of stupid things. Or you feel like you can't do any better.
I'm about to do better than that, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah? Well, try getting that through her head.
Good luck with that one.
Didn't I just say that? Is there an echo in here? Is there an echo in here?
Yes, there's an echo. It's called Havoc.
I thought Chris was my fucking parrot. No, apparently I got two.
Apparently tonight Havoc's taking that role.
Havoc want a cracker?
No, I don't want a wiper.
No, I'm the bird don't eat humans.
Okay, he's a special kind of parrot that eats humans.
I don't even know if that's possible.
I don't think it is.
Now, if it was like a vulture. Like,
or a pterodactyl.
Really? You said a pterodactyl. Dude,
so
there's
he wants
so
a dinosaur to eat.
There's so fucking dinosaurs, man. Where the hell you gonna find a pterodactyl at?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, come on, you know, pterodactyl, you know, even though it's a dinosaur, you know, it was still technically a bird too.
Where the fuck are you gonna find a pterodactyl? Was my point.
Fuck if I know.
Now at least vultures still exist.
Well, for the time being, anyway.
For the time being? Why, are they in danger?
Why, are they going to be extinct in the next 5 years?
Well, I'm think about it. You know, people keep fucking shooting fucking animals and shit like that just for the hell of things, and people keep shooting fucking vultures and condors and shit.
Condors?
Yeah.
What exactly is that?
Yeah, something. What the fuck's a condor?
Condor is a type of bird.
I thought that was like a, you know, like a certain type of animal.
No, condor is
like
actually...
You have carnivores and shit like that.
Herbivores.
No, condor is actually, it's a name for two species of New World vultures, actually.
I feel like we're talking about Jurassic Park or something. don't worry, they're vegetarians.
Yeah. You just keep thinking that.
I will. Because there are certain dinosaurs that were vegetarians, apparently.
there's that, yeah.
But then again,
why did you question?
But then again, condors and vultures won't eat you unless you're fucking dying anyways.
We know this, Havoc.
Which is probably why, you know, we don't hear from Pooping anymore, because more than likely that motherfucker got eaten by like a shit little fucking vulture, probably.
And yet he has time to be on Facebook. They got eaten by shit. Actually, if he get eaten by shit, it'd probably be Rabbit, because he always posts that stupid shit thing.
What the hell are you talking about?
How Rabbit always posts, like, if you're talking to her on Facebook, she always posts that shit I am thing.
Oh, yes. That was mainly for Havoc, though.
But, again, I wouldn't know if Cooper is online, because I deleted that motherfucker a long time ago.
But anyway, go ahead and play a big hoodoo track before people start getting antsy.
Exactly.
All right, Jerry, don't get antsy. Here you go, my homie.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to Story Time. We've got a good, juicy one for you today. You're going to love it. It's about...
Hoodoo. We was both 18, fresh out of high school. Didn't give a fuck about shit. We were straight fools, me and my homie. Was always together, two real ass niggas that was down for whatever. You never could have told me that I was gonna lose him. His suicide note said the world is confusing. Fucked up, now I'm at the funeral flipping. In the back with a fifth and I'm steadily sipping. Going deep into a trance, wishing I had the chance to find out what was going on in his head. But I can ask homie when I bring him back from the dead. It's a risky spell though, one that I dread.
Homie.
Candles burning, saying verses out the book while the page is turning. Now I add what can make the dead walk the streets. Four ingredients I had to save up for weeks. First I had to get an ancient lotus flower, then a handful of hoodoo's magic powder. There's a few things that I can't reveal about the spell, but the last thing I added was a gator's toenail. No sooner than I finished, a thud at the door. It was my homie, but he seemed different from before. I paid him no attention, told him how much I missed him, and that he made a dumb fucking stupid ass decision.
Figure when we play that track, Jerry wants to hear mountain climbing again.
I don't understand why.
I don't either.
I want to hear Hexed, to be honest.
We can do it. You can play it. Let's do it.
So bitch get scared.
Whether drawn in flower on flat ground or traced in the air, the sign of the crossroads is always the juncture where communication between worlds is established, where the traffic of energies and forces between them is set up.
On a book, handwritten, only one in the whole damn mix. Black leather bindings, ancient. All them other replicas ain't shit. It smells of death with a hint of garlic. I dropped it once, it bloodstained the carpet. It talks to me as I turn the pages. Everyone that owned it died, I'm courageous. Taught me how to bend a spoon with my mind. And now I can twist the head off a spine. I throw knives that don't really exist. Yeah, they split a body up into kibbles and bits. I'm cryptic, hoodoo, doomed in time. And when I die, you can summon me through these rhymes. I deal with the dead and make a promise to two. In return, they grant me the power of hoodoo. This gets scared. Cause I'm about to get weird. The same in death. Spirits have passed through my icy breath. Talk about wicked shit, I'm neck deep in it. The book taught me well and I can use it any minute. I might play games, massage your brains before you jest. A pile of remains, take your soul into dementia and leave it there. The worst place you can be, I feed off your fear. I jump through portals anytime I please. I keep jars full of eyes, they draw flies and bees. While I chant alone, rattling bones, banging my skin drum. We're not alone, I'm cryptic, hoodoo, doomed in time. And when I die, you can summon me through these rhymes. I deal with the dead and make a promise or two. In return, they grant me the power of hoodoo. This gets scared. Cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling. This gets scared. Cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling.
I'll throw a hat. I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
And we're back.
Yes.
Oh, joy.
So apparently, Jerry doesn't get laid.
Well, I'm sorry for that.
Yep.
Don't worry, Jerry. Chris will help you out.
Yeah. Jerry, good luck with that one.
He
he didn't even respond to that one either.
What the hell, Chris?
Oh, sorry, I was paying more attention to what the hell was going on TV.
Trying to get you laid and you're worried about TV.
He's still worried about TV.
Wow, man. Oh, well, may as well play another song.
Yep. Let's go with... done focusing on your TV there, Chris?
Yeah, pretty much.
Must have been a really good show.
Or such a bad show that I didn't want to watch what the fuck happened.
Well, that would just be stupid.
No, that would be more like havoc.
No, we know Havoc enjoys the stupid shit.
Exactly.
At least we're all in agreement on that.
For once.
Yeah, it's very rare.
It really is.
It's rare like a holographic Charizard card.
Now that's fucking rare as all shit.
See that? Havoc enjoyed that comment.
Of course he did. I thought you were going to say it's rare like a holographic Michael Jackson, which Havoc would have enjoyed that one too.
That would be a hologram.
Yeah, not holographic.
Fail.
Damn, man.
So now Michael Jackson's a Pokemon.
No, now he's all shiny.
The shiny child monster.
But that would be funny if he was a Pokemon.
Exactly.
What would be his power?
Child monster.
Touches little boys. What's the hit points on that? 100.
100K.
Go up against a metapod that can only harden.
Wow. That's a spark up.
Who would win that?
Probably the menopause. He was distracting too much.
Thing is, the damn thing couldn't do anything back.
That'd be quite entertaining, though.
So it would just be Michael Jackson touching him, and he keeps getting harder.
And he'd be too distracted. And that's why he'd lose.
That's just weird.
It really is.
That's something Jerry wants to see, though.
Probably.
Yeah.
How was that?
He was in Butthead.
Speaking of vultures. The desert sucks. What about Espanol?
Fuck! Dude! Okay, apparently the dude's trying to teach Beavis and Butthead how to speak Spanish.
That's like trying to teach you how to speak Spanish.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen.
Was like trying to teach Havoc how to speak Spanish.
Wow, dude, no. You were fucking late as hell.
Yes, I was.
Wow. I was so fucking late.
It'd be funnier to be late on the joke.
That was ridiculous. We said that, and then it got quiet, and then you came back with the same thing we just got done with.
1 minute late.
Wow, man. Jerry, you want to jump in now and say the same thing? No?
Okay. Well, if you can't hear anything anyways.
Daniel Butt kisses me. You guys know. I really feel that funny. Does it ever get old? Are Beavis and Butthead really changed since the fucking very first episode. Fit in with fucking Beavis and Butthead.
We have to figure out some other idiot to put in that list.
I don't know who else is on Beavis and Butthead. I don't fucking know.
Nobody knows.
So can we go couch fishing?
Daria looks retarded as all hell in this shit, too.
Just because that cartoon fucking sucked.
Yeah, but that would suck, though. Fucking,
the fact that Beavis Buddy can't laugh in school, otherwise they get suspended.
But no, you're like, it's funny how like they gave fucking,
you know, back when I was in the service, they throw
a Butthead had like a fucking deeper voice, like, you know, than he has like in the latest series.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that not turn you on anymore?
It's weird. And Butthead and Beavis are getting high off a paint thinner.
Wow, that was only something you would do, Havoc.
No.
I'm tired of ugly ass girls complaining about dudes fucking with them.
What about an ugly, ugly bitch fucking with him?
Nothing. Fuck you. Go back to your TV show.
Yeah, go back to your TV show. And yeah, I think you'll like a picture I posted on my profile. It's a picture of Justin Bieber with a black eye. They like if you hate violence against women.
I've seen that before.
I was telling my mom, because, like, I don't give a fuck. It's funny as hell.
Your mom? Why do you have to answer to your mom?
No, I said I posted it on my wall because I don't give a fuck because it's funny as hell.
I thought you said I don't care what my mom says.
Well, I never really have.
I'm just saying, I thought that's what you said, though.
Yeah, cause that is what it sounded like you said. I mean, I heard the same fucking thing.
Man, how do you hear anything? You're not even paying attention at all.
Exactly. He agrees with whatever you say, Ghetto.
I hate that shit. Don't agree with me unless you're actually listening.
All I heard was something about Chris's mom having given permission.
Oh, I was about to say, I agree. I was like, kind of on my mind, like, 3, 2, 1.
That would have been really, really great.
It would have been perfect.
You know, my question is for Chris. Why is it you don't post, you know, the link and shit on your page?
I have no idea.
because of the fact, every time I post them, you have to share it to your page. That's not helping us.
Because I don't have the link to the photos, so I just share it so I have a photo up there with it.
Chris, we don't put up links for the photos. We actually have them on our computers.
Well, I have them on my profile, and I just copy a link like that.
I mean, Chris, is it really that hard for you to copy or even save a picture to your computer and then upload it?
That seems to be really hard for a lot of people.
Yeah, I know. Like, what the fuck? I mean, all you gotta do is copy the words. Save the picture.
Copy, paste. If you don't get the whole copy, paste thing, you can go ahead and look up at Rev Run's son. He could tell you how to copy, paste.
I don't know. If you don't know how to copy-paste or shit, if you don't even know how to fucking type up on Facebook or on any computer, you probably shouldn't have a computer or a Facebook.
Or a Facebook. Nobody needs a Facebook.
Exactly. It's not like it really does anything anyways.
Yeah, they need to bring back fucking MySpace.
Man, I preach to the same 700 people every day and nobody cares.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I posted the fucking same 1,000 people on my page.
Yeah, we posted the same people every day. And how many do we get here? None.
Well, they have, now, like, some interview that they care about.
Well, now it's like one.
One? Who the hell do we got?
Gary.
Man, she came out of nowhere.
Well, didn't we have, like, Speedy or whatever, like, 2 nights ago?
That was last night.
Yeah, last night when I took over, we had Speedy for, like, what was it, 15 minutes before she fell asleep on the phone?
Well, you kept saying she was asleep on the phone.
Yeah.
And then we kept making snoring noises.
Yeah. That was Speedy.
Exactly.
So that bitch is dead for like I don't know how long, and then all of a sudden she finally comes back and she falls asleep on the show. What the fuck?
Clearly, we're kidding.
Exactly. Because then she had to hang up and take a shower. Because of how close she was to falling asleep.
Yeah, even though she was like half asleep. I don't know why the hell you decided to get a shower.
Exactly, makes no sense. I think she's going out for a long night of partying or whatever.
Yeah, I think she seems to do that a lot.
Probably.
Although nobody parties harder than Rabbit.
Exactly, the alcoholic.
Because apparently, you know, going out to that Mayhem Fest and on the way back, she happened to lose her husband, or boyfriend, whatever the fuck he is.
How the fuck did she lose him?
Well, because apparently he, I don't know, my guess is he was completely drunk and or high, but apparently the guy was punching the window in the car, or hitting the car or something, hitting the windows in the car with something. And then the dude driving told him to get out.
Nice.
So then after that, I don't know, apparently he wasn't home yet, and he's going to be home until, like, tomorrow. Like, today now.
Hey,
he's not home yet? Oh, fuck.
Talking to, she said he called and said that he fucked up.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if you're punching the fucking car and window of somebody else's car.
No. After they got rid of him.
So exactly what else did he fucking do? Fucking another bitch?
I don't know. What does it mean whenever somebody calls you up after, you know, not coming home with you and they say they fucked up? My guess is he probably got arrested.
Or he fucked another chick.
Yeah, right. That would never happen.
You know what's funny? The fact that Jerry fucking guessed Chris perfectly.
What?
I'm talking to Jerry on Facebook, and she goes, Ghetto G seems like the angry one. Apparently, I seem like calm, laid back one. And then she goes, Chris, I don't know. He seems like a virgin.
Damn. How do you seem like a virgin? I don't understand that, man. But it's a good guess.
And the funny thing is, she's never even been here when we mentioned about fucking Chris being a virgin, and none of us have even told her.
Nope. Like I said, good guess.
I told her that same exact thing.
She told me to have a good night. I guess she wants to talk to you.
And apparently you're the angry one of JRR.
Well, there's no arguing that.
And of course we have Spaz, the retarded one.
Yep.
Oh no, I swear that fucking chick needs to get her head examined. Actually, never mind, I take that back. I think any fucking brain doctor out there would be afraid to even go anywhere near Spaz's fucking head.
Man, they don't want to see what's going on in there.
I don't think anybody does. It would be better just to wish for death sooner than, you know, looking inside her head.
Yeah.
Let me find out if there's actually two rabbits up on Facebook.
What?
I said there's two rabbits on Facebook.
Who the hell's the other one?
Jessica Rabbit.
Same person, you dumbass.
Nope, different person. This chick says it. RABBIITT.
Okay, I've never seen that before. I'm just saying, I think Rabbit does actually have two profiles, though, but that is not one of them.
Yeah, she does. She has the Jessica Souls one.
Whatever the fuck the name is on there now.
Let's see what this chick looks like. Hey, she looks better than a fucking rabbit. We got rabbit that looks better than rabbit.
I give Havoc 2 minutes before you say on her.
Damn, you give him that long.
Well, Chris, consider like I don't have her on my, you know, profile.
That's so why I said 2 minutes. Because you have to add her first.
Chris, you forget I'm blocked, you dumb shit.
Oh, yeah, you're always blocked.
Yeah, you dumb shit.
Yeah, so I'm saying you always get blocked.
Oh, yeah, that's like, yeah, this Facebook's fucking retarded. I think I'll post her on Ghetto G's wall.
Man, don't put her on my wall. What the fuck?
You get to have her looking like fucking Freddy Krueger.
Why do I want a bitch that looks like Freddy Krueger?
Hey, woman.
Everyone.
Exactly.
There you go, get it.
Oh, yeah, that's my girlfriend. She's Freddy Krueger.
We're talking about
form.
Some sexy girl in, like, the Freddy Krueger outfit, that would be all right. But looking like Freddy Krueger, no.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about. Like, she's in the outfit with the fucking claws and everything.
Well, you could say that the first time.
Yeah. Oh, baby, can I lick your fake eyebrow?
She'd probably say yes.
Send her a message and say that.
Well, once I'm able to send a message and send messages, I just might.
Oh, what the fuck? She got a kid.
Yep.
Fuck that. Every bitch we talk to got kids. And she got a boyfriend.
And she's Irish.
The fuck is that gonna do with anything?
I have no clue.
And she's Irish. Wow, that changes everything.
Actually, no, she's single.
She's from Dublin.
Yep. I wonder if she knows Seamus.
Really? And we have three mutual friends.
out, you know, but, you know, it'd have to be funny. If, you know, if she was actually friends with the other rabbit.
Well, not according to the mutual friends.
Yeah, no. Laura Jean Julian, and L. Nicol Dr. Cervix Spudacore. You know, hey, at least he's closer than the other rabbit.
I don't know. I think I'd rather have the other rabbit. At least she doesn't have any kids.
Yeah. That's just interesting, so I've never had enough of chicks with fucking kids. I'm actually glad that me and Mary ain't together no more.
What?
I said, which is why I'm glad me and Mary ain't together no more.
Why? Because she's in Vegas?
No, because she's got two kids.
What are you talking about? Those are your kids.
Oh, not biologically, no.
Not by what?
Not biologically. Well, yeah, how about the fact, yeah, the minute fucking I post that fucking picture of that shit to your wall, she fucking adds me.
She adds you?
Yeah.
Wait, because you share your picture.
Yeah.
She probably thinks you a creeper.
Exactly.
What the hell did you just start here?
I have no clue.
Because, I mean, it does tell you if somebody shares your picture.
Oh, man. That's just funny, though.
Well, now she added you. Ask her if you could lick her fake eyebrow. Then she'll definitely think you're a creeper. May as well get it out the way. And let it be known that you are a creeper.
Well, I gotta find her first.
You just added her.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I gotta find her in my friends list and stuff.
Go to recently added.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be that hard. Come on, you're the one supposed to know a lot about Facebook. You've been there forever.
Oh yeah. And I've regretted it ever since I fucking first made a Facebook.
No, I think you regretted the day you made a Twitter.
Oh yeah, that too. Enough, she does not think I'm a creeper.
Did you say that?
No, because not yet. But take the fact that, you know, I said, hey, thanks for the ad, and she goes, yeah, thanks for sharing my pick.
Do you think I'm a creeper?
That's your next question.
Can I lick your fake eyebrow?
One of those two questions. Do you think I'm a creeper? And like, if she says yes, I think you're fake eyebrow. It makes it worse.
Can I lick them both?
Can I lick your fake eyebrows?
This is weird shit you could say to chicks.
Weird shit we could say to them that we will never say to them.
Man, I'll say it to somebody if I really needed to.
You know what? I got the perfect person to ask that to.
Who's that?
Shorty.
Shorty? She has fake eyebrows?
Yep.
I think about 90% of my Facebook has fake eyebrows.
It's possible. I think half of mine do too.
Except with all the exceptions of girls that get real thick eyebrows. Like guy eyebrows.
Yeah, that's just creepy.
A little bit.
Damn. Well, then now she wants me to share her page.
You see what you did? She's getting promotion off of you because you're a dumb shit.
Exactly. You could have just sent the message to Ghetto of her picture.
Well, there's that, yeah. But look, he made a new friend.
Exactly. He wants to lick her fake eyebrows.
He made a new friend that now wants him to promote her. Next, we're going to find out she's a music artist.
No, that's Chris.
Well, of course, Chris is.
And next thing you know, Havoc's going to hit her up for news.
Uh-oh. He's pulling a Chris.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I would. I'd ask her.
Of course you would, Ghetto.
Now we're actually talking about her fucking eyebrows.
Did you bring it up?
Yes.
Did you say, can I lick them?
You know what? That's actually my next question right now.
What the fuck did you say about her eyebrows?
I said, love your eyebrows. She goes, thanks, I'm OCD about them.
Be like, can you make one stay up and one go down? Can you draw different designs? Have like maybe star eyebrows.
Let's see what she says now. Go laughing about it.
whoa, that, there's an answer right there. She goes, they would smudge.
They would disappear. They won't smudge, man. They'd be gone.
Of according to her, they'd smudge. How the fuck do you share a person's page?
Oh, there's this thing on there called this button share.
Called share.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, like, yeah, I'm trying to find that. My problem is, like, every time you go down, you get more fucking things. Like, more fucking asses and shit.
Every time you go down, you see drawn on pussy hairs.
That would just
and
be
your eyebrows.
Weird.
Did the eyebrows match the curtains? Drapes, whatever the fuck.
Drapes.
You should ask her that. That'd be an awkward conversation.
Yeah.
And next episode, JR, we say... And the host, Havoc, the fake eyebrow licker.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, there's... But yeah, it would still be kind of funny.
I think, Gil, you should definitely add her, though.
I don't want to add her.
Hey, she fucking, she loves juggalos.
She loves juggalos? I don't give a fucking shit. Tell that bitch to get
I would fucking suggest you as a friend to her, but unfortunately, when you're blocked from adding people, you can't suggest friends either.
Oh. Yeah. Apparently, earlier Hillary couldn't answer my question.
Can Hillary answer any questions at all?
She's going to answer my question of, if girls are lesbians, why do they go after the girls that look like guys?
Oh, that question.
Yeah, she commented with a face like it looked like a like an angry type face. So I was like, what's the matter? Can you not see it? Like, it kind of looked like she's squinting, you know? So I told her to answer my question, and she says, because I like girls that look like guys. Really?
So she's just being a fake lesbian.
Well, speaking of lesbians, I was unaware that my birthday was on Saturday.
The fuck I got to do with fucking, oh yeah, to Monica.
I was like, dude, it was my birthday. And I'm like, when the fuck was my birthday? Yeah, apparently on the 29th was my birthday. Because people were commenting or posting on my wall with happy birthday and shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, fuck you, DeMonica.
I was confused. I had to go see when my birthday was.
Should I ever get on my old account, I should suggest I should go on her page and suggest that she adds fuck you to Monica to hers. Because you can't message me.
Dude, it's funny. I think Rabbit is actually your friend on that page.
Damn. I feel.
So that's kind of funny. Fine, Havoc. I'll add your little friend.
Yeah, that's who's going on your promo, too.
She ain't going to like my page, though, but I'll add her.
Good point.
Friend request sent. People you may know. Nope, 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 nope.
You know, that's another thing right there. Well, again, you know, Facebook doesn't like you adding people you don't know. It gives you a list of people you may know. You don't, know them, and you add them, and they block you for it.
I know, right?
What the fuck is that? Like, you tell me I may know these people, but you block me saying I don't know them. Well, if I don't know them, now why the fuck did you tell me to add them?
Fucking Facebook don't know anything about me. But anyway, Chris, yeah, that verse sounded a whole lot better, though, man. It's a lot clearer.
I saw in some video or whatever about Cubase that you should, like, lower the sound levels of the vocal a little bit. And, you know, I did that. You know, just try it out a little bit. Found a flower sound clear and went with it.
I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of deaf because it still kind of sounds low, but it's fine. It's fine where it's at.
Yep, and I mean, I just sent off to Aston to look at, and, you know, tell me if he thinks it sounds good. And I'll know in a few minutes. Or hours.
Or days.
Exactly, or years.
Man, it ain't even gonna matter if he says yes or no. Fuck him.
I mean, I have to see, you know, see what he thinks about, like, how I mix and master because of my first time doing it. On my part.
Apparently her profile's a part of her profile's a lie.
Part of her profile is a lie. Who?
That Jessica Rabbit.
The new rabbit.
And what is a lie?
Because of the fact, you know, because of the fact it says from Dublin, Ireland. Yeah, she's not from Ireland.
You fucking liar.
Yeah, like I asked her, you know, I asked her, so, you know, what's it like moving from Ireland to Maine? And she goes, my grandma did, not me. Well, then why the hell put it on your profile that you're from Ireland? And clearly you're not.
Maybe she was born there, moved there when she was a kid.
No. She's lived in the U.S. her entire life, of course.
Oh, look, she accepted me now. Oh, I don't care. It's not like I ever hit people up.
And when you do it, if they don't respond, you delete them.
You're not supposed to know my methods.
We all know your methods.
Oh. We'll see how she responds to all the half-naked bitches on your page.
Oh, she's gonna love it.
And just tell me how quickly she deletes you.
Oh, man, she'll delete me real quick.
Wait, don't get up.
Unless she's in that kind of shit.
Boy, get up. You know what you should do, you know, to make her feel welcome to your page? Post some half-naked bitches with drawn-on eyebrows.
I'm sure I can find lots of those. Like, I'll just take a picture of somebody's profile.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
take a picture from, I don't know, fucking Shorty.
I don't know if she's still my friend.
You'll find out soon enough. Like, she's asked me, where I fucking share her page and everything at. I didn't share her yet.
Tell her outer space.
Yeah, she'd probably actually believe it too.
Tell her on the child molester website. See how she responds to that. Sometimes you just gotta test people.
Exactly.
Because, you know, you just can't have a normal conversation. That's fucking boring.
There it is. She's one of them fucking Instagram people.
Oh, no. She takes a picture of her fucking food. No.
Oh, no. It gets worse. She takes pictures of her fucking maple syrup.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, seriously. Like, she has a picture of her fucking half-empty bottle of fucking Mrs. Butterworth syrup.
Man, I'm going to start taking pictures of food, too.
And I'll start doing it myself.
I mean, fucking everybody loves doing that shit. I don't understand.
Hey, you know what? I can start with my Whoppers right here.
Why do you have Whoppers?
Shit, because I bought that shit.
Just now?
Nah, like a couple days ago.
Wait, a couple days ago?
Yep.
And it's still good?
Yeah, they've been in the fridge.
Why do you let Whoppers sit in your fridge for a couple of days?
Because I just opened them today.
It's called fast food for a reason.
No, not Whopper. Whopper is like, you know, the candy.
Man, I thought you the whole time here. I thought you were talking about fucking Burger King.
Nope, I'm actually talking about the candy.
I thought he had some Whoppers sitting next to him. You believe that, Chris?
That just sounds good, though.
I thought you did too.
See, man, I'm the only one thinking you got Whoppers next to you.
That crazy cracker.
Maybe I have to go into like the whole front thing, the fucking share page. You know what? Okay. I'm gonna copy her link and I'm gonna paste it on my fucking wall. My new feed.
So is that girl a lesbian too?
Could be.
Could be. Is Chris a lesbian?
Nope. I'm sure there's some chick named Chris is a lesbian. Like some chick Christine. I mean, of course, there's definitely one there.
Well, thank you for pointing out the obvious.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
For that.
I don't know what I would do without you.
You would create Team Rhodes Scholars with Havoc.
The fuck would I do that for?
Havoc would be Damian Sandow.
Yeah, right.
No, that'd be you.
You'd be Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, Havoc's more of a Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, he's more of a Cody Rhodes, and you're more of a Damian Sandow.
You're welcome!
Because he's an asshole, and yeah, I'm kind of an asshole.
Exactly. Oh, he's a pissing asshole.
And everybody's always pissing on Cody Rhodes, and Havoc's always pissing. Similar. So, Chris, when are you and Jerry going to Skype it up?
How about now? That's going to happen.
I don't know. But she asked me if I had a Skype. She's like, I forgot all about it until Chris asked me.
Well, who knows?
Man, I have Skype. I don't ever fucking use that shit, though.
Okay, the same way.
Like, it's there, but, yeah. About it.
It's there. The only reason I realized it is because it's one of the apps on my phone.
Damn apps.
Yeah. Fucking apps.
And as for video chatting, I fucking hate video chatting.
Y'all do.
Unless it's in like some stupid chat room or something. Just bullshitting.
Oh, we're in a chat room. We could have some stupid ignoramus in it.
And what chat room would that be?
I have no clue. Chat room where people are talking about how Austin's the greatest rapper alive or shit like that.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely want to be in there.
Yeah, nobody would.
And then get on camera, people take snapshots of me. And then make fun of me.
Yeah, get on camera with your middle finger up. I haven't taken snapshots of that.
Like, look at this guy. He's trying to hate on Hobson.
Oh, fuck. Who in the right mind would ever want to fucking hit on fucking that faggot motherfucker?
What is he angry about?
Who knows? I think he's had a period.
Now my question is, Ghetto G, why are you hitting on Hobson for?
God, dude, he's not even listening to us.
Hitting on him? What?
He's not even listening to anything we just said.
I said hating on him.
Yeah, we all said hating.
Jeez.
I could have sworn I heard Ghetto G say he was hitting on fucking Hobson.
Yes, Havoc, that's what we're doing.
Yes, that's Ghetto G's one fantasy.
Oh, Hobson, Hobson, Hobson. Oh, Marcus. Why don't you take off your contacts and show me your real eyes?
So I can stab them.
What is this commercial? What the person was blind as fuck running in the poles and shit. And now the commercial's about carpets. I don't get it.
And I've got somebody on my wall fucking apparently scared of taking a shower at night. Because apparently nighttime is serial killer rapist time.
Well, they're right. I'm going to rape time.
Don't think you want to rape them.
Why? Is it a dude?
Yes, it's a fucking tranny.
Ah! Man, what the fuck? You set me up, you fucking bastard. So the tranny is afraid to shower at night.
Yes.
Perfect time to strike.
Yeah, with a knife.
But switch it up. Get them during the day. And then they'll be completely afraid to take a shower ever.
And that'd be one dirty ass motherfucker.
That'd be one dirty tranny.
I mean, it's bad enough, you know, I used to work with a fucking, this one chick at fucking Stop and Shop, who never showered, actually, no, she only showered, like, once a month.
How do you just shower once a month?
Well, come on, you go, man, you go at that fucking fat bitch.
And she was a fat bitch. That was probably horrific.
Man, you have no idea. Every single time I pass her, man, I just feel like puking.
That's fucking nasty.
Man, you have no idea.
So do all people in Connecticut add the R to the word idea? I just heard having said you have no idea.
Yes.
Do all people in Connecticut add an R to it?
I guess.
Well, I guess they do pronounce the R's.
I guess he got you there. Chris is a very clever, clever little man.
Hey, I was a little one here. That's Avic.
No, he's just a little man.
Oh, yeah, that fucking rabbit TV thing that we always, you always see on TV. Don't even bother trying to fucking buy that shit.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
That stupid thing, like, rabbit TV.
There's a rabbit in my TV?
Probably is, but I'm talking about the fact, the whole rabbit TV thing, like, that fucking thing, like, you plug into your, like your computer and shit, that can just make you be able to like watch TV on that line, you can do this stuff for free.
Nope.
And Jerry, I have no clue what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, half the time I don't know what the fuck she's talking about either.
No, because it goes, do you know what his Skype name is?
We'll take a translator for 100.
Well, good luck on that.
Oh, great. Fucking Spaz is awake.
How do you know Spaz is awake?
3 minutes ago, she just posted, so who's wanting caramelized onions at 2 a.m.?
Well, tell her to go back to bed.
Exactly. Because that's nasty.
There we go. I said, go back to bed, Prego.
Yeah.
Well, you misspelled the word Prego. It would be 1G.
Oh, well, I put 2 G's.
Because multiple letters.
Exactly. Because that'd be a double G.
Fucking A.
F and A. But anyways, we're about to get kicked off from here anyways.
Yay.